Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fall of the Ottomans, The Great War in the Middle East by Eugene Rogan is a sweeping history of World War I as experienced across Ottoman lands. From the corridors of Istanbul to the deserts and port cities where empires collided. Rather than treating the Middle East as a sideshow, Rogan places it at the center of a global conflict that remade borders, toppled a centuries-old imperial order, and set the political terms that still shape the region. The book follows Ottoman decision-making, military campaigns, and the lived realities of civilians facing famine, displacement, conscription, and communal violence. It also examines how British, French, Russian, and German strategies intersected with local ambitions and rivalries. By connecting battlefield outcomes to diplomacy and post-war settlement, Rogan clarifies how wartime promises and improvised policies produce long-lasting consequences. The result is an accessible, deeply contextual account of how the Ottoman Empire fought, suffered, and ultimately collapsed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the Ottoman Empire entered the war, and what it hoped to gain. A central theme is the Ottoman leadership's fateful decision to join World War I and the strategic calculations that drove it. Rogan explains how Ottoman rulers faced a shrinking empire, fiscal dependence, and constant pressure from rival powers. The search for security and sovereignty shaped alliances, and Germany appeared to offer military expertise, diplomatic backing, and a chance to deter partition. The book situates this choice in the wider imperial contest over sea routes, oil, and access to India, showing that the Ottomans were not simply dragged into war but acted amid constrained options. Rogan also highlights how internal politics, modernization goals, and the desire to reverse territorial losses fed expectations of renewed prestige. Once committed, Ottoman leaders framed the conflict as both a defensive struggle and an opportunity to mobilize Muslim solidarity, hoping to disrupt enemy colonies and secure leverage at the negotiating table. The topic underscores a key insight: Ottoman entry into the war set in motion a cascade of military and humanitarian crises, while also transforming the empire's relationship with its own diverse populations. The decision was strategic, but the costs were far greater than anticipated. Secondly, campaigns and fronts. How geography and logistics shaped victory and defeat. Rogan maps the war as a series of interconnected theaters in which terrain, climate, supply lines, and command decisions proved as decisive as battlefield courage. The Middle East demanded armies able to move across mountains, deserts, and long coastlines with limited railways, scarce water, and fragile communications. The book shows how Ottoman forces fought on multiple fronts while struggling to equip and feed troops, a burden magnified by blockades and the loss of key ports. Allied operations likewise faced constraints, relying on naval power, colonial forces, and local allies to project strength inland. Rogan emphasizes that dramatic episodes such as amphibious assaults, sieges, and desert marches cannot be understood without the mundane realities of transport, disease, and provisioning. Strategic aims often exceeded practical capacity, leading to miscalculations and sudden reversals. This topic also highlights the interaction between global war and local conditions. Decisions made in European capitals reverberated through supply depots, provincial garrisons, and overstretched medical services. By tracing how armies adapted or failed to adapt, Rogan clarifies why some offensives stalled while others succeeded, and how the accumulation of logistical strain helped erode Ottoman resilience over time. Thirdly, civilians at war, famine, displacement, and the unraveling of society. The book treats civilian experience not as background, but as a core dimension of the Ottoman collapse. Rogan details how wartime requisitioning, conscription, and economic disruption pushed communities to the brink. Blockades and transport breakdowns limited food distribution, while crop failures and profiteering intensified scarcity. Across many provinces, people endured hunger, epidemics, and the absence of working-age men, with families forced to navigate black markets, informal networks, and precarious relief efforts. Rogan also examines how the war accelerated displacement. Refugees fled fighting, deportations uprooted populations, and urban centers struggled to absorb newcomers. The social fabric frayed as sectarian mistrust grew and state authority became harsher and more arbitrary. This topic includes the darker reality that wartime policies and security fears fueled mass violence and communal catastrophe, turning the empire into a landscape of fear as well as resistance. By connecting these experiences to military priorities and administrative breakdown, Rogan shows that the empire's defeat was not only a matter of lost battles. It was also the cumulative destruction of livelihoods and legitimacy, leaving post-war societies traumatized and politically volatile. Fourthly, Arab revolt and imperial bargains, national aspirations versus wartime promises. Rogan explores how the war opened a space for competing political projects. especially in Arab provinces where loyalties, reform agendas, and independence movements intersected with imperial strategy. The Arab Revolt emerges as both a military event and a diplomatic instrument, shaped by local leaders pursuing autonomy and by British officials seeking to undermine Ottoman control. The book clarifies that Arab politics were never monolithic. Some actors remained tied to Ottoman institutions, others gambled on Allied support, and many tried to protect local interests amid uncertainty. Rogan pays attention to the role of wartime correspondence, secret agreements, and shifting commitments, showing how promises made to secure allies could conflict with parallel plans for spheres of influence. This topic demonstrates how the language of self-determination collided with imperial pragmatism, producing confusion and resentment when expectations were not met. Rogan also situates these developments within broader debates about identity, governance, and the future of multi-ethnic empires. The wartime alliance between local movements and European powers brought short-term advantages, but also embedded lasting disputes, as new borders and mandates often reflected strategic convenience more than the aspirations of the people who fought for change. Lastly, from armistice to mandates, how the post-war settlement remade the Middle East, Rogan connects the end of fighting to the political engineering that followed, arguing that the Ottoman defeat created a vacuum quickly filled by external control and contested state building. The armistice did not bring clarity. Instead, occupations, negotiations, and rival claims intensified instability. The book explains how the victorious powers translated wartime plans into administrative systems, often justified in the language of tutelage, but designed to secure strategic routes, resources, and influence. Rogan traces how new borders and political arrangements emerge from conferences and on-the-ground improvisation, producing states with uneven legitimacy and deep internal divisions. Local elites, veterans, and communities responded in different ways, from collaboration to rebellion, as they confronted foreign rule and the challenge of constructing new institutions. This topic highlights the continuity between wartime measures and post-war governance. Emergency security practices, intelligence networks, and coercive policing did not disappear, but became tools of rule. Rogan's account underscores that many later conflicts have roots in these foundational years, when the dismantling of an empire did not resolve competing national projects. It reshaped them under the constraints of mandates, protectorates, and contested sovereignty. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, authoritative account of World War I beyond the Western Front, including students of modern Middle Eastern history, military history enthusiasts, and general readers trying to understand why the region looks the way it does today. It benefits the reader's life by offering a structured way to connect big concepts such as empire, nationalism, power, and great power rivalry to concrete human experiences, like hunger, displacement, and political disillusionment. That perspective helps readers interpret current events with more historical discipline, recognizing how short-term wartime decisions can harden into long-term institutions and grievances. Compared with many similar books, Rogan's strength is balance. He integrates Ottoman leadership and society with Allied strategy and local movements, avoiding a one-sided tale of European intervention alone. The narrative links campaigns to diplomacy and then to the post-war settlement, so the reader can see cause and effect rather than disconnected episodes. Its emphasis on multiple fronts and civilian suffering also widens the lens beyond famous personalities and single battles. For buyers choosing among World War I histories, this is worth purchasing for its regional focus, coherent storytelling, and ability to explain the Ottoman collapse as a lived, multidimensional process. If you would like to support Eugene Rogan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.